is flesh. Bread is faith in you. If Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, he is sure to perform and to do that which he has promised to do. Is that right? He promised that he would heal the sick, and he'll do that healing of the sick if you'll just believe it. Have faith in God. Watch them lead a lady. Lady, you're sitting there without a prayer card. You're sitting there with, you have gallbladder trouble. You want to be healed of it? You believe God will heal you of it? Yes. Stand up on your feet. You stand there looking on another lady, had compassion, wondering about her being laid there, wasn't you? I'm not reading your mind, but that's the truth, isn't it? And you've had gallbladder trouble, isn't that right? You don't have it no more now. You're healed. You can go home. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Have faith in God. Lay your hand, then she was healed. Lay your hand over on that man with his head bowed. He's praying there. We're here right in front of you here. Please, no, the next man, the second man there, and there, lay your hand on him. He's got a rupture. He wants to be healed. He's praying. Ask the Lord now for his healing. Father, I pray that you'll heal the man, and may it all go away from him, and may he be perfectly whole. Grant it, Lord Jesus, for your glory. Amen. God bless you, brother. Don't weep now. Go home and be well. All right. Billy, is everybody lined up? You getting your cards lined up? Just keep praying and watching this way. Now, sister, if I don't say one word to you, watch a moment. You just ask God, you'll get well, will you? What is your trouble? I'm going to ask you. You have asthma. You believe that the Lord's going to heal you? You believe His presence is here now? Are you conscious of His standing? You're standing near something besides your brother? Come here. Father, I pray that you will heal her and may she go from here tonight to be made completely whole. I ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I go rejoice with this and be happy. All right, brother, raise the lady. How many believe the lady will get well? Certainly she will. Now, the anointing is the only thing that's in his presence. Now, if this woman comes from here, she's coming here and she's spiritually sick. I don't know what's wrong with people. He revealed it, but I'm just not doing it. Just fine. If I don't say a word to you, you still believe anyhow, won't you? You believe with all your heart. You must believe, sister. You realize you're very serious. You have a tumor, don't you? The tumor's in the stomach. You just had a doctor. The doctor told you the tumor's covered the whole stomach. You think it's cancer because it's covered over the whole stomach. You come from here dying about 2 or 3 days ago. And then on the road here, you had to stop. On the road coming here tonight, is that right? Don't stop going home. Run and tell what the Lord has done for you. In the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ, in the name of the devil, today, go out of the way here. Go rejoicing, believing, having faith. Have faith now as you come. Our brother just come. Before you get here, see, I'm just going to try to pray for all these people. Tell me what's wrong with you. Weakness of the body. You believe that the Holy Spirit is here now to help you as I ask you? Oh God, be near my dear brother and grant that this weakness will turn to strength and may he be healed through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now you believe you're healed out of your brother. Go rejoice and thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing and making you well. All right, come with me. Now if you believe with all your heart, you come, confess and tell me what's wrong with you before you get here. All right, come here now. You believe that he's going to make you well? You believe you're standing in his presence, not your brother, his presence. Lord Jesus, is Jesus, knowing now, and if you're with me in this, Lord, prove it to me tonight. If this is what you want me to do, heal this woman, I pray in Jesus' name, as I lay hands on her. Amen. Go rejoice, and I say thank you for tonight. Amen. That's the way. Now, you leave, go rejoice, and be happy, and be made well. Come, lady. Now as you come before it strikes me, tell me what's wrong with you before you come. What is wrong with you, lady? Your chest is coming. Do you believe he's going to heal you? Lord Jesus, I pray that I'll be sure of heaven. While the anointing is spoken, I cast away the evil spirit that's making her sick. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, sister. And I'll go rejoice in being happy and saying thank you, Lord Jesus, for the healing. All right. Come, brother. Do you believe the Lord Jesus is going to make you well? With all your heart, what is your trouble, brother? Prostate trouble. All right, sir? You believe that he's going to make you well? Don't you have any trouble with your hearing? That's right. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal him. Take away the evil from him. I cast it away that this is visible so that people can see that you're here to do it. Give him his perfect hearing in Jesus Christ's name, I ask it. Amen. Now, just a moment. All right, I want you to come here, sir.
How long have you been working? Can you hear me all right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I love you.
I love you.
All right, you're perfectly normal, brother. That's something people can see. The prostrate double caused you to be nervous sitting up at night and saying, you're healed, brother. And all your own rejoicing. Thank the Lord. All right, let's say praise be to God. Come, sir. Do you believe that you're coming? You must believe that you get well. The cancer is also getting cured. But you believe God will make you well? Oh, Lord God, I pray that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you'll cast away the enemy from him and may this man go from here tonight and be made well. I ask this blessing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I want you to bow your head just a minute. Keep your head bowed just a minute. I don't all I'm asking of is the man's blind and cataract and God has an evil spirit that can't see. See, can you keep your head bowed just for a minute? Lord, if I am doing wrong, forgive me. I'm not doing it to make a show. Thou dost know my heart. But that the people might know that you're the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm your servant. I pray that you'll condemn the blindness of this man's eyes, that he can receive his sight, that he might go away from here every night in his eyes. Thou hast to be saved, but being made sweat, grateful, cast away this evil from him. I ask that the leading in Jesus Christ's name come out of him. Okay. See? Put your finger up just while I'm saying that. If I don't. Now, see my hand? Now, the cataract is dead in your eyes. Look out over the audience. Tell me those lights around the ceiling. Show me more than that. God. Don't feel that hurt in your Your faith is healed. Be better. Jesus Christ, you still hold the hole now. You're healed. God bless you. Oh, people. Can you believe the Lord? His presence is here. His mighty word. Our pastor's finding out. But he reveals to his servant his secret. Hallelujah. How do you do, sister? You believe him to be God's servant with all your heart, you have not felt that. I'm not reading your mind. But you realize your presence is something about the man, is that right? You have an operation, and then there's a tumor coming. You have to get at it again. But this is the time when the Lord Jesus is going to make you well. You're breathing with all your heart with the Lord Jesus Christ this year. Hey, wait a minute. You have been healed before. That's right, you're in the line right side of the field. It's gone from you. That's right. And now what? You've got something on your heart. I've seen a man going away from you. It's your servant. He blessed you about 2 years ago, and you want to ask for his return. Is that right? May the Lord grant it to you. Please have faith. Sir, are you believing? With all your heart, been nervous a long time. Is that right? Jesus makes you whole. You believe it? God says you go and enjoy it, we won't be here. Come on. God will you come, lady. Our soul is a horrible thing. But Jesus Christ is the healer. You believe it? In your case, it's so. Come here. Father, if you are dying, may mercy come. And I ask for her healing through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. So thank you, God, now for your deep sister. You as well. Do you believe, sister, she comes? I believe we ask that you're going to get well. Lord Jesus, grant that he will be healed in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you. Go over here. Happy to rejoice. Raise up your hands and praise the Lord. May he grant you, sister, you can come. Let's say praise the Lord. You believe, sister? With all your heart, come this way. O Lord, who created heaven and earth, grant the healing of our sister. May she go from here and be made well and be with your life. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go rejoice now. Happy. Thank you, God, and praise him for his goodness and mercy. You believe in sister? You must believe now. O Lord, have mercy and heal our sister as she's passing through this line. Lord, they said they laid in the shadow of the apostle Peter. They believe so much that Jesus Christ raised from the dead according to his message. They laid in his shadow and made whole. Grant this woman be made whole in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right. Come, sister. You believe? That's the way to do it. You're already healed. But you ask that girl to bless her, would you pass that man a dark spirit raised from her run away? I'm not even at it. I know what I'm talking about. All right, come with me. Believing with all your heart. You believe in healed him. You accept it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, may she be made well. Amen. Thanks be to God. All right, come, lady. That's the way with your hand up, believing with all your heart. I condemn the disease of your body. May it go in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. As you rejoice, as laid this on your heart, the confirmation of his word. Come, sister. Jesus Christ says these signs to follow them to believe. I'm a believer. Come now, believer. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you walk here and be made well. Amen. Believe with all your heart. Come, lady. You believe with all your heart that you're going to be made well. As you come. Father, I pray that in Jesus Christ's name that you'll be made every whit whole. Amen. God bless you, sister. Glory to God. Be happy. All right, come, lady. God bless you. You have hospital experience, haven't you? Yes, sir. You have two of them. Right. You're ready for another one. And it brings you this answer. It may be. But you know Jesus Christ has no cancer. Now what's that to him? Because the property of one can fail the doctor, though he's dead 2 times.
But Jesus is going to him now.
And walk with him. Jesus saved him.
That way, believe with all your heart. Come, sir. Are you believing? Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, heal this man. May your rejoicing be made well.
Amen. God bless you, brother.
Come, my brother. Are you believing with all your heart? Raise your hand down and tell Jesus my healer. And in the name of Jesus Christ, may he be made well.
God bless you, brother. Your rejoicing is happy as evil.
Or come, be happy now. Rejoicing as you come.
Come, lady.
Are you believing? With all your heart, you read about asking. God will make you well. God bless you. Our kind Heavenly Father, this poor little brother who's been afflicted this time, and now he can't even swallow his food. The doctors can do nothing about it. Lord God, I send him in Jesus Christ's name to eat his supper. Grant it, Lord, that he'll return here tomorrow giving you praise. Through Jesus Christ's name, that they might know that you're a God who keeps the word that is spoken by your servant.
Amen.
God bless you. Now go and finish your supper and come back tomorrow and do what you do.
God bless you.
It shall be that way. Amen. God bless you, sister. You believe that Christ can make you well. Take it. Oh, God of heaven, have mercy upon our sister and heal her tonight. I pray through Jesus' name, the Son of God. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go happy now. Rejoice and believe with all your heart that God is going to do it. Something happened just now. I wasn't noticing right in here. You're sitting there with epilepsy. You don't have any prayer cards, do you? It's just praying. You believe in Jesus Christ heals you? Or stand upon your feet, little lady. The spell leads you in the name of Jesus Christ. You don't have a prayer card, so you couldn't get the line. You don't have to have that. Just have the faith that you got. God bless you. Go be made well now. Through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Come, lady. You believe me to be his servant? You believe what I would say would be the truth? If I don't know what is in your life now, I surely know what will be hereafter. Is that right? You're a very sick woman. You suffer with a kind of a hernia, isn't it? That hernia is located in the strange places in your throat. Is that right? You've been a doctor. He's kind of strong like me. And he told you to operate that, he had to make this whole slide out. Is that right? But Jesus Christ will have to move the muscle. You believe it? Come here. I condemn this demon in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out from the woman.
Amen.
Please come. Let's say praise the Lord everywhere. If thou canst believe, thou canst receive. Have faith in God. You believe, brother? Lord Jesus, bless my brother and make him well. May he go here tonight rejoicing and happy and made well through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, brother. You go rejoicing and being happy. Thanking God for your healing. Come, sister. You believe with all your heart? Oh, Lord, I pray as I touch this sister's body, as by contact of laying on hands, and may the Spirit that now anoints your servant, may it see to this that I have asked for her healing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go, that's right. Believing and receiving. Are you believing, sister, as you come? Believe with all your heart that God is going to make you well. Come here. And Lord Jesus, as I touch her body with my hands at your Spirit, at your anointing now, I pray that you will heal her, Lord. May the Holy Spirit who now guides me, may it see to it through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Don't doubt nothing. Just believe with all your heart. Bless your little heart. Because this is shy. You have heart trouble for one thing. The other thing, you're anemic. And you believe that Jesus is going to make you well? Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal her and make you go from here tonight and be made whole through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Rejoice, sister. Be happy. God making you well. I live. You believe me to be inside?
Sir, you just sitting there with a blue shirt on praying, you got a spiritual difficulty, but don't worry, it's going to leave you now. You heard your prayer. God bless you. Do you believe with all your heart? Do you believe me to be God? God? Do you believe that He can heal you? And your son? Your son has an oppression. You believe that Jesus is going to make him well?
Yes.
You believe he's going to make you well? Come here. Father, I ask for mercy for this people. May your spirit come upon them now, and may they both be delivered through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. Don't fear, sister. Go ahead and rejoice now and receive your blessing. Do you believe, sister, with all your heart as you come? Believe he's going to make you well? Father, I pray that you will heal her in Jesus Christ's name. May it be so. Amen. Lord, rejoice in us and thank you, Lord, and be made well. Christ has healed you. Do you believe it? You accept it? Then in the name of Jesus Christ, I join prayer with you and ask him for your healing. Amen. God bless you. You believe that you come? Woman's got trumpets in her ears, you see she's dead too. So let's see if we can have the Holy Spirit to make her. Will you bow your head at this moment? I'm always waiting for you. Or if you just bow your head at this moment. And I'm sure the start of a thing that doesn't hold but striking out. Just a moment, maybe God will heal her. Don't no one raise your head now, please, in Jesus' name, till you hear me call me. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth. Author of everlasting life, you shall ever give. Let me recognize the daughter of Christ, the Son of God, and I'll be your servant. And let it be known, Lord, that you can give hearing to the dead. You can give peace to the weary. You can give sight to the blind. And thou dost do all things well. And let this audience know tonight that you're God here. And this poor woman is unprivileged. I pray that you'll heal her. Take this away from her. May this dead spirit leave her. In Jesus Christ's name, I want to hear from you. Bow your head again. This is a river. Sometimes we're starting to get crowded, upset, and all that. I want you just to write to yourself and see if I can make a leader. Everyone, just bow your head real quick. Just be impressed. Now, Heavenly Father, you know my heart. And you said the affectionate fervent prayer of a righteous man is able to touch. And a man righteous is not sinless. It's one who confesses his sins. He's righteous is the one he confesses through. And I, your servant, confess my sins to Jesus, my son. Father, to see his spirit sovereign and wouldn't turn the woman loose. I ask that you take it away. Not that we have to see miracles to believe, but that this might be known tonight that you're the Lord Jesus and I have truly testified of you correctly. And that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, and you heal the people. And your presence is here to heal every person in the building. Let it be known tonight in these things. And now give me faith that we're going to charge this enemy who stole. And may I have power over him to cast him away, or except when the dead spirit come out of the man, he can hear. And they said, why couldn't we not cast him out? He said, because of your unbelief. So, Father, you who sent an angel down to the roof, you who stood by me through these thick and thin and over the world around these battles, I pray not for these people in the audience to hear me, they may not hear me, but that you might hear me, that this woman is dead right here. And let it be known now that thou art God who heals the dead. And I charge this spirit as I come in a challenge of faith. I charge this spirit in Jesus Christ's name, God, that spirit, come out of her. Hear me? Now you can raise your hand. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? You're healed now. is gone from you. And you're well. Go on your road rejoicing. Let us say praise the Lord. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, can heal every one of you the same way right now. You believe it? Let's stand to our feet right quick. Every person in here, I want you to do what I ask you to do. Lay your hands over on somebody near you, if you will. Right across the street or something. I see somebody standing back there on crutches. Don't pick them up anymore. Put them on your shoulder and walk out tonight. Jesus Christ makes you well. Oh, Almighty God, shed forth thy blessings tonight. Let thy mercy be known here tonight again. Thou art God alone, and your spirit is here to cast forth every evil power. And you can do it tonight through your great power. And this church in one accord is praying. The Bible says they were assembled together, and the building was shook where they were assembled. May the power of God take through this building once more and deliver every person that they see that you're here and know the secrets of the heart. Satan, you're exposed. You can't hold these people any longer. Come out of them in the name of Jesus.
Now I pray that each one of you will be free. Now, you out there without prayer cards, let me see your hands. I haven't got prayer cards in your state. All along, the old world, far back there, dark one back there, raise your hand. All right? Just everywhere solid. May God grant. I'll tell you what you do. You believe that I told you the truth. Will you do that? You believe if you look this away, and you believe with all your heart that I told the truth, that I'm not trying to represent myself to you, friend. I'm trying to represent Jesus Christ to you. And you believe that I'm honest in that, and these things are the truth that I told you, and believe like blind Bartimaeus did. That he said, oh, God, have mercy. And watch the faith touching and pulling around to you. Watch the woman with the touch they lived his garment and got back in the crowd. But then my eyes began to search around. She sees she couldn't be his. He said, thy faith is healed. See, you can be touched with the feeling of infirmity. You can touch it. And he'll heal. Now the angel of the Lord is here now. May he bless each one of you, is my prayer. Now suppose the lady, if you'll walk up here, sister, so they can get your voice. Sometimes I talk real low, and I don't know it, you see. I can't tell where I'm talking here, or some words to me. And sometimes they set these mics here, so it's real sensitive. They can almost hear your breath from where you're at, there out in the audience. And so that way they can get well, just exactly what goes on and know the truth. I suppose that you and I are perfect strangers to each other. Are we? We are. But you are a Christian. You're a believer. Because I know that your spirit is moving, you see. And if the Holy Spirit that I know is here is welcome to you as my sister. And I know that you're a Christian believer. Now, you're here for something. God knows. He knows just exactly what you're thinking. And if I be God's servant, and knowing that I do not know you, there's no way in the world for me to know you, then He can reveal to me what your trouble, and then if He does that, you'll know whether it's the truth or not, won't you? You'll know it. If I, the Spirit of God, can tell you what's wrong with you, then not knowing you, then you know that there's some way here I have to know it. Isn't that right? And I'll be whatever you determine. If you say the man's a witch doctor or whatever you want, some hypnotizer or something, well, that would be up to you, between you and God. But you just judge it to be the Word of God and see what will take place. Now, don't come in great high places. See, because wickedness dwells there. It comes low and humble. You believe that? And I'll say this in the name of the Lord, that you're not here for yourself. You're here for a loved one. Father, and the man is blind. He's got cataracts on his eyes. Is that right? And you're from another state, Nebraska. Go lay your hands on your father to receive his sight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you, my sister. Do you believe on the Lord? Now, there was a woman, total stranger, never seen her, and I don't remember now how to say it, but it was something about somebody who was walking blind, an old person. But I don't know just what it was. You heard it. It's on the recording. I don't know what was taking place, but now I see it. Now, maybe if somebody would ask today in a question in a letter, what makes you rub your face, Brother Grandma, all the time as you get tired? That my face feels like it's that thick. And I just keep trying to feel if I can feel my hands on my face when I'm rubbing it like that. Tired. Nerves, the end, straining. Usually that time you'll see Billy or somebody come get me. Now be reverent. Believe with all your heart. And God Almighty, who made us, will show you His glory. And then, whatever you do with it, that's up to you. He's only using me tonight to represent Himself to you as His children. Now, I am just one of you. If the rapture comes, I'll be already gone before being. I'm not worthy. I was back in a cold, farm condition when you were out on the street preaching this gospel. Some of you, aged, white-headed ministers in this building, without preaching this message when I was still a little sinner boy. But it's you that I respected, my brother and sister. And I'm only trying to walk down the road that you preach and believe that would come. Don't turn it down while it's here. You believed it wouldn't be here, and while it's here, accept it and believe it with all your heart. And God will bless you. All right, brother. I was missing Billy Paul. You feel the spirit of people. That's all right, wherever he's at. But you can feel the spirit of people. And if I'm feeling his, I call it moving of the spirit channel. Brother Baxter, I can know he's here. And you're acquainted. That's the reason I don't have people around me. You see, someone looking at this solid, perfect, you can tell it. It interferes. All right. And, sir, I just want to talk to you a moment. Just as a brother, to speak with you. To both us being strangers one with another. We don't know one another, but the Lord Jesus knows both of us. Is that right? And we are two men, met here on earth, and perhaps our first time here, right here tonight. But you are a Christian. And sure, you have a very fine, welcome spirit. And you're having some trouble. And the trouble is in your chest in here. It seems like there's something, I believe, a doctor or somebody is saying something or someone about something drying up. Like carbuncles or blood vessels or something drying up in the blood. Is that like causing your chest to be? Yes, sir. You're a minister of the Open Bible Church. God bless you, not going to be anyway. Jesus Christ, you. It's my personal Bible. God bless you. You believe now with all of your heart? Have faith in Him. It's the Lord Jesus. Just be praying out there. Then, Lord, remember me. God will pray. I hear the kindred spirit. I don't know this woman. I believe we're strangers, aren't we? We don't know each other. I've never seen you in my life knowing you. Is this our first time of ever meeting? It is. The first time. All right, we're strangers. But there's something wrong. God knows all about it. And you're not from here. You come from somewhere where there's a lot of wheat. A lot of wheat. I see you're going up in an airplane or something. You're looking out a window. You flew here. You come from Oklahoma. Is that right? You're sitting in a window looking out. All right. You're suffering with you've had some kind of condition. I see you with something white over the top of you or something. Or it's an operation, and it's been in the stomach. And it was a cancer. And the doctor just sewed you up, and the cancer instead of going into the liver. Is that right? Now there's the color lady sitting right back there. She's got cancer too. Sitting right back there. I don't know how that's the place. Stand up, lady.
Isn't that right? Oh, Father, in the name of your Son Jesus, who's here to expose the devil and to make him an open shame, Satan, you know you can hold these people. Come out of them, I assure you, by the name of Jesus Christ, it is hard for these women and leave them alone. Amen. Now look, my sisters, both of you, as you stand. Now the pressure that was pulling against me has left. Now, if God would let me know who you were, where you're from, what's wrong with you, by that same thing, just a real smooth feeling of blessing comes pouring back and forth through here now, and I believe with all my heart that God Almighty has healed you both. Go home and be well, both of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ, rule and reign in every age, forever. Blessed be His holy name. Amen. All of you love Him. May His mercy endure for all times and all generations. My heart, a bank of faith moving in this building now. You just can't tell, it's just coming from everywhere. What could happen now? All right. Here, bring me. Come to me. How do you do? You believe on the Lord with all your heart, all your strength, all your mind. You believe that God sent me to be His servant to grant unto you your request? You believe it with all your heart? God bless you. If God can tell me what is wrong with you, then you know I have to know it in some supernatural way, and you're aware that something's near you. You are. Isn't that right? Listen, did you ever see the picture of the angel that sorry, Philip, that's just exactly what's on you right now. You've been suffering with heart trouble. Isn't that right? I see somewhere you seem to be all happy about something. Here's what's happened. I've had contact with you some way. You was one time barren. You couldn't raise children. And I asked God to bless you by thus saith the Lord, and you had a baby. The baby's with you tonight. So is your heart trouble gone from you. You're healed, my sister. Go in God's peace be upon you. Praise be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. His great mercy, glory. Blessed be His holy name. He will reveal, knowing all things is made by Him. All right. Have faith, every person in your office this very time, be rejoicing. Friends, I'm praying that we don't, not as I want you to be emotional, that is the idea. But did you realize the very God of heaven is doing just exactly what He said He would do 2,000 years ago, that in this last day He can do this thing? And you see it? Hard for me to understand how we can hold our peace. Because we said, brethren, knowing that our Lord, we go down to the Ganges River, we find colored women throwing their little babies in, sacrificing to the God of the Nile. Alligators watching like that, it's finished. We go to the grave of Mohammed, and the white horse has been there for 2,000 years. Confucius died 2,300 years ago. A big statue of 80 some odd feet made out of hair and teeth and things of his followers, but not one speck of eyes without it. But in Jerusalem, there's an institute. And the man that's killing is in this audience tonight, putting all the strength on our that they took more subject to say that which was not to bring to pass that which is high and haughty, to condemn the world in this generation, to bring forth his knowledge and power and righteousness into those who will believe. That was prophecy. Oh, how blessed be the name of the Lord. Do you believe, sisters, you stand there looking this way? I suppose you and I are strangers to each other, but God knows both of us, sisters. Now, I'm not beside myself, but I've never seen you in my life, but God has seen you. He knows all about you. And he knows what you're here for. I do not. You might be standing here to ask the financial conditions. You might be here to ask about some loved one. I don't know what you're here to ask about. But God does know, and he can tell me before you even open your mouth all about you, if he wants to. If he doesn't, that's just whatever our Lord wants to do. But I trust that he will, and will give you the desire of your heart, knowing that you're a Christian, and you're not a critic, you're a firm believer in what I'm talking about. And in that way, I can help you. The first thing, you're a woman stuffing with a woman's trouble, a female condition. You may not know this. Yes, you do. You do know it. You have a trouble in your head, which is cancer. It's on the brain. But God will make you well. You have seen sometimes sitting, just holding your hands like this. You've been in another meeting somewhere, and you was holding yourself breathless. There was something taking place at a platform. Well, I see. It was pouring orange on the maniac. And then I see him fall on the floor and I was rolling. You're healed, sister. Jesus Christ, you're well. Go home and be well in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right. Do you believe with all your heart? Do you believe as you come? Do you believe you could be God's servant? You're just a little bit tired, but come here just a minute. You're believing with all your heart. Believe that Jesus Christ can make you well. You have a ruptured condition, hernia, the throat you must be operated on, and you are a minister. You believe that Jesus Christ heals you now? In the name of the Lord Jesus, receive your healing, sister. Amen. God bless you. Go and be made well. All right. Aren't you desiring something, lady? There they are. There's been a strange light hanging over you just in the last few minutes. I wondered if it was around some of the sick, but it now singled out to you since the line's come to the side. Yes. There was a woman who went to the temple one day for God to take away her reproach. Her name was Hannah. And you're desiring the same thing. And may the Lord Jesus, you're doctoring for that, or trying to doctor. I see a doctor speaking to you something about it. Isn't that right? May the Lord grant in you the child, and may you all embrace it in your arms, a lovely child, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come. You believe as you come? You believe that God will heal you and take this tumor away from you? You believe it with all your heart? Come here. Father, in the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, may our sister be healed. I rebuke the enemy in her life that this tumor will leave her through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Come, lady. You believe it as you come? Will you obey me as God's prophet? Do what I tell you to do?
Now look, you've been nervous for some time. It's a mental nervousness. It's you're trying to be deeply sincere, take other people's thoughts to yourself and things like that. In other words, you cross bridges before you get to it. In that is created to you an altered condition in your stomach. You've got a stomach trouble, you can't eat by it. Jesus Christ makes you well. Do you believe it? Then go eat your supper. God be merciful. Come believing now with all your heart. First thing is you've had an accident and lost your arm. Alright, not only that, but there's some of the heart trouble. Won't God heal you? He has. So just go marching and rejoice and praise God. Let's say, blessed be the Lord. Come, my sister. As you come, come believe. You believe that God can take that diabetes away from you and make you well? In the name of Jesus Christ, may you receive it. It's my prayer. Amen. God bless you. Come. Are you believing, sister, as you come? You're having all kinds of strange feelings lately. For instance, you think sometimes you got heart trouble, you're extremely nervous, and then this nervousness has created a tumor, and you have a tumor to be operated. Is that right? You believe Jesus Christ will take it away now? In the name of Jesus Christ, may it go for God's glory. Amen. Come now, believing with all your heart. Amen. Have faith in God, no doubt. Little lady sitting there looking at me so sincerely. You're paralyzed. But you got a thought in your heart that you want to do. And I'm not reading your mind, I don't know yet. But you're wanting to write a book. Isn't that right? Stand up, your paralysis gone, you're healed, you can go home. Your heart doubles messages so you can go on your road rejoicing to the Lord and do what God bless you. Let's say praise be to God. Insulin is a good thing, but the Lord is better. Don't you believe it? Insulin only holds you all, but God can heal you of that. Diabetes, don't you believe that? Stop here just a minute. Then if God's Spirit is on me, anointing me, to know your thoughts, your mind, who you are, where you're from, I'll lay hands on you in the name of Jesus Christ and rebuke the diabetes that Jesus Christ make you well. Amen. Thou hast believed, so will it be unto you. Go believing with all your heart. Young man, if I told you to heal while you sit in the chair, would you believe it?
Yes.
Go right on and have you receive your healing. God be with you and bless you. Be reverent. Have faith. Just a moment, there's a death. Oh, here it is. The woman's dead. Diarrhea, just a moment. Oh, almighty and eternal God, who laid the foundations of the world and spread forth all things, made man in your image, and then brought down your Son, Jesus Christ, and he was made like unto man to take away sin of man and to restore man back into fellowship as sons and daughters of God. Therefore, upon the basis of his shed blood, I come confessing a gift of divine healing which is ministered to me by an angel, saying to this deaf spirit, this deaf and the woman, come out of her! In the name of Jesus Christ, receive the hearing. Say amen. I love the Lord. This is the one. Say amen. I love the Lord. How long have you been dead then? Listen how you can hear now. See, I got my fingers stuck in here. You hear me all right? Say amen. There you are. You're perfectly normal. Go off the platform. Say thanks be to God. Hallelujah! Glory be to the name of the Lord Jesus. The great Alpha Omega, the beginning and the ending. I see hanging before you here a child. It's a baby. And it's examined little fellow's rupture.
sitting in his audience. There's the baby. Lay your hand on his sister. In the name of Jesus Christ, I condemn that enemy. Come out of the child. Take it home, believe God. It'll get well. Have faith in God. You believe Him with all your heart? What do you think, sitting over there looking at me like that little red coat around you, sitting there about to die of cancer? Do you believe Jesus Christ makes you well now? If you do, stand up on your feet and believe it. What are you sitting next to your waving your hand? You have bladder trouble, don't you? You're healed. Jesus Christ makes you well. What about you with your hands crossed sitting there? You've got a COVID trouble, isn't that right? Stand up on your feet. Jesus Christ makes you well. Bless God. God can do all things. You got cancer too, haven't you, ladies? Stand on your feet. Jesus Christ makes you well. What do you think? You two sitting there together, husband and wife. You've got a tumor. You've got stomach trouble. Is that right? Aren't you walking on crutches? Got some kind of crutches? Jesus Christ makes you well. Stand on your feet and be made well. You don't need them no longer. Take your crutches on your shoulder and go home. You don't need it. Christ makes you well. What do you think that there's an asthma, lady? You think that God's going to make you well? You do? Yes, sir. Stand up on your feet. Jesus Christ heals you of that asthmatic condition. Hallelujah. What do you think that over that little boy? You think God will heal you of that kidney trouble? Sitting right at the end, you believe it, brother, with all your heart? Stand up on your feet there. Lay your hand over on the child. Almighty God, I condemn that kidney trouble and ask for his healing in Jesus Christ's name. Let me make well. He's healed. Go home. He'll never do it no more. God makes him well. Every person in here can be made well in this very minute if you believe. Do you believe? What about you in these wheelchairs? Are you ready to be healed? Do you believe? If you can, you can push your wheelchairs right out of the building. Be made well. Every person in here can be made well. If you believe it, stand on your feet. I feel the anointing power of the Holy Ghost moving through me right now for the prayer of faith that will save every sick person in here. Believe it. Lord Jesus, I condemn every sickness in this building. Come out of here, Satan. You're a loser. You lost the battle. Jesus Christ has saved you. Everyone will rise up and go home.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, the Holy Spirit. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I take every person in here under my control for God's glory. Now, I want to talk to you a minute, sister. Your conscience that something's going on, of course. It just now happened. Now, that is true. Let the people see by your uplifted hand. That's right, see. It's prayer is this right thing. Now, I'm a stranger to you. Never seen you in my life. And now, if the Holy Spirit that I have spoke of, if Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, if I have truly witnessed that to the people and declare it to be the truth, and He is the same, then He will reveal to me something to you that would help you to believe. If you're out on what you have need of, whether it's, but He does. Now, if God will permit that, would you accept your healing and, or whatever it is you want, finance, or whatever it is you're here to seek Him for, to ask Him about, or domestic troubles, whatever it might be, whatever it is, He'll know, and He'll be able to let me know. Is that right?
Right.
And that would make Him the same as He talked to the woman at the well.
Yes.
Now, I'm only talking to you like He did to contact your spirit. And I see you moving from you. You've had a great crash of some sort.
Yes.
It's an accident.
Yes.
And it was a car wreck.
Yes.
And you were thrown in the air like that.
Yes.
And it's strained you. Some on your neck has caused a cancer that went into your neck. And your son started to teach in the scripture, and you need to believe that Jesus Christ makes you well.
I do.
Father God, in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ, on the authority of God's word by a dying woman, I ask this evil thing to leave her. Satan, you are exposed. So come out of the woman as the Church of the Living God calls for you to leave. believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, sisters, let me just want to talk to you. Of course, you know it's gone now. It'll stay that way. See how you're so blessed?
Yes. Praise the Lord.
It's all gone from her. The guard and her dresser says, God bless you, dear. You are now be thankful. Happy and rejoicing in the earth. Now, just have faith in the Lord Jesus. Make him in your center of your thought right now. The Lord Jesus. As you think on these things, while they were thinking on these things, they were in one accord. Remember, Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the same today. Now have faith. Watch this way, audience, and believe with all your heart and give me your undivided attention. Be in prayer. Keep faith in God. Now, I believe this is the lady. Is this the patient?
Yes.
All right, come near, sister. Of course, that won't hurt you now. That's just his presence that you're conscious of. And I, in all you know, I'm your brother. This is not psychology. I felt that coming into the audience. It isn't. It's Almighty God.
Yes.
It's not psychology. No, it is. Now, don't do that. Just think of being the Lord Jesus. See, in one accord. Now, sister, I just want to speak with you just a moment. We're strangers, I suppose. But Jesus Christ knows the both of us. This is our first time meeting on earth. But he knows you, and he's fed you all your life. And he knows me. And if I'm your brother, and by his grace, by divine gift, that I had nothing to do with it coming. When I was born a little baby, the first thing I can remember was a vision. Now, I want you to look this way just a moment. Of course, you're sick. And you're suffering with a condition it's a dark spirit around you. It's death. And it's in a form of cancer. And the cancer is located on the breast. And you're seeing, you're examined by someone strong. You got a ruptured condition. And the rupture is in the bowels. And you have a stomach trouble also. A severe heart trouble. They cause you fainting. A few days ago, you're sitting sideways on the side of a bed and nearly passed out looking towards your window. Are those things the truth?
Yes,
that
all was true.
All true. Well, whatever it was, of course, it's gone from me. But what do you think that was that knows your life? Was it Jesus Christ who accepted to be that?
Yes.
Thank you.
And I do
You're willing, you know that something supernatural is here.
Yes.
And if you believe it to be the Lord Jesus, as I have preached it out of the Word, and you believe it to be the Lord Jesus,
yes, sir.
I know there's a dark spirit up here hanging at you yet. It's something very serious. Say, I see you. Your name is Eva.
Yes.
And your last name is York.
Yes.
And you live in this city.
Yes,
and your house number is 613 6th Street.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
You're going home to be well.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, may you go and be made well. Drinking, smoking, gambling, that's attributes of sin. You do that because you believe not. Jesus said, go and sin or disbelieve no more, or worse things will come upon you. Have faith in God. Believe with all your heart. I see the light following that woman yet. That's her just left. It's hanging by a colored person there. Yes, the lady there with that gallbladder and rupture. Do you believe the Lord Jesus make you well, lady? Saying you have that white thing around your neck, if you believe it with all your heart, you may raise up and claim your healing and be made well in the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless you. Have faith in God. Dost thou believe? You have a rupture, don't you, sir, sitting out there? Isn't that right? You were sitting there praying, Lord, have that man speak to me. Is that right? If that's right, raise up your hand. Stand up on your feet. Your faith heals you, brother. Go home. Jesus Christ makes you well. The same Lord Jesus. You don't need to be up here. You need to have faith. Just believe God with all your heart, and you shall have what you ask for. Jesus Christ will grant it to you if you will only believe. But you must have faith. You must believe Him with all your heart, and God will bring it to pass. The patient, excuse me, sir. You believe with all your heart? You do. Now, you're just a bit excited because of the presence of His being standing here. And I believe you're from out of town. You come from a capital too, Richmond,
yep.
Virginia. You have a cancer. It's in your inside your mouth and your jaw. Is that right? You want to go home and be well? Accept Jesus as your healer. And in the name of Jesus Christ, may it leave the man. Go away from you. Believing, having faith, are you saved? I know now that seeing you, you're becoming a young looking person. Much younger than what you are in my presence. You are suffering with some sort of a headache. And it's come many years ago, about 25 years ago, your headache started. And it's been bothering you ever since. You've been a great believer, and you have prayed for this hour that's standing here now. You've said in prayer to God that if you could only get to me, that if I would pray that your headaches would cease. Those things true?
Everything.
That is true. Now, you heard God said that. That wasn't me. That was just my voice. Was those, ever what it was something I remember seeing a young person or something. Was it just the way it was said there?
Just
the way it was said. Now, you believe that God did it? You believe God did it? Now, you're sure that God is here. Just a moment. I see something else. A young woman seems to be standing near you. It's a daughter. And yes, you were just fixing to go on a trip somewhere. You were going to see her. And she's from Indiana. Richmond, Indiana is where she lives. And her husband is a minister. And she has wrote you a letter or something telling you not to come because I was coming here. Is that right? You're healed. You can go on. God bless you. Looking this way, she has been, she's praying. She has a growth, and that growth is in her throat. She's got her hand up. You accept your healing, lady? The lady sitting right behind you there, also she has a growth in the center shoulder. Is that right, lady? Both of you stand on your feet right now. The two ladies right there with the growth on the two colored ladies. Jesus Christ healed you both. You can go home and be made well for God's glory. Your faith has healed you. God bless you. Have faith in God. Do not disbelieve, but believe that all things are possible for them that does believe. Amen. My, what a faith bank in the building. It looks real milky out over the building. You are certainly in the Spirit of the Lord now. Anything could happen. How do you do, lady? Do you believe me to be God's prophet? A prophet is a preacher. You don't expect me to be of the enemy. You expect me to be of God. Is that the way you expect it? Well, then I can help you. For he told me if I would get the people to believe me and be sincere when I prayed, that nothing would stand before the prayer. And now it isn't it's God that does the healing. I said, they won't believe me. He said, there'll be two signs given to you, as well as the prophet Moses. In this, the people will believe. And one of them was to reveal the secrets of the hearts of the people to them. Now, you're not here for yourself, although you're nervous and run down, but it's been caused by a disease of this child. This child here is suffering. It's been turned down to the doctors to die. It's leukemia. Isn't that right? You brought the child from out of town. You traveled, coming from the west, coming east you have come. You've come from a state that has mountains. It's Pennsylvania. And your city, I believe it's Chambersburg, isn't that right? Bring the child to me. Little sister here, the Lord Jesus was here. He laid hands upon you, and death would leave you, and you'd live. Do you believe that I'm his servant? And in this spirit, I lay my hands on this child and bless it, and ask that the demon leave the child, and that life comes to the child, and it will live and be well. Come out of the child, Satan, by the authority of God's Bible, with the divine gift ministered by an angel. I assure thee to leave the child. I'm coming. Turn around, wave to the audience. God bless you. The little girl with tremendous faith. Be well. God bless you, honey. Go over here. You're right here. Do you believe me as his prophet? As his servant? Do you believe that God is near in his spirit, and this which is now being done is of the Lord Jesus? Not me. I'm a man. Yeah. If God will let me know what's wrong with you, as a vindication, I am his prophet standing here revealing the truth. As he said to the woman, go get your husband. She said, I have none. He said, you have five. She said, I see your prophet. See, I perceive that you're a prophet. Now that same spirit that was on that Son of God, he promised to send it back in the form of the Holy Ghost that would be with us and dwell with us to the end of the world. You believe it? That he can know your troubles now, can he? You got heart trouble. Is that right? Every person with heart trouble, stand to your feet. You can be healed right now, no matter what it is, of the heart trouble. Lord God, thou knowest our strength and how feeble we are, and how weak. But Lord, we know how strong you are. And heart trouble is something our doctors cannot do anything by. But Lord, you made the heart. You did. And I now rebuke this demon power that's holding these people with heart trouble. May it come out of every one of them in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, sister. I just wanted to say something to you. You feel different now than you felt in a long time, haven't you? I told the people, no, there's a real dark spirit. You had bad suffering and lay down on
you.
And now it's gone from you. You're healed. You're healed. I just told you, you are all right. Jesus. Everyone with one accord at the All right, us being strangers one to another, but the Lord Jesus knows us both. Is that right? God in heaven, who created the heavens and earth, dwells in Jesus Christ, promised to return again in us. And what he done, we do also. Do you believe me to be his prophet? The reason I say that, the angel of the Lord is only to get the people to believe you. And if they won't believe you, then you'll know the very secrets of the heart, and they'll have to believe it then. But you do believe me. And besides the reason you do believe me, you are a minister of the gospel yourself. And you're here for a good cause. You're not sick, you're in need, and you want an old-fashioned revival to break in your community.
Praise the Lord.
Every one of us.